Asylum Seeker's Sexual Assault on Vulnerable Male Blamed on Newcastle's Immorality. By Jack Montgomery on March 24, 2019. An asylum seeker who illegally entered Britain on the back of a lorry had his decision to sexually assault a vulnerable male in his adopted city of Newcastle blamed on the city's immorality. Zine Osman, originally a shepherd from Sudan, East Africa, subjected his victim to a 20-minute ordeal in which he was bitten and sent tumbling into a roadside ditch, Chronicle Live reports. The victim fell into a ditch outside a cash and carry, related prosecutor Robin Turton. He tried to walk away but felt a bite from behind. He screamed and told Osman he was going home. Thankfully, the victim, described as having difficulties which would classify him as vulnerable, was rescued by the intervention of a passing taxi driver, although not before he had suffered a number of injuries. CCTV footage of the attack demonstrated the sustained and persistent nature of the defendant's conduct towards him, despite the victim's concerted efforts to fend him off and escape. According to the prosecutor, who confirmed that Osman was an asylum seeker from Sudan who entered the UK in a lorry with no passport, so we can't say if he had any convictions outside this country. The defense Osman offered, through lawyer Jamie Adams, was that he had never experienced the kind of immorality he experienced in coming and was evident in this particular area of Newcastle. The lawyer added that Osman came from Sudan, where homosexuality is still a capital offense, although it's not always enforced. Alcohol is also a pretty serious offense for a Muslim in Sudan, as if this diminished his responsibility for his crime. Osman lacked the kind of life experiences we know about in our more civilized community, Adams added. Sentencing Judge Jeremy Friedman appeared to accept this, at least in part, telling Osman, "I accept you are now very sorry for what you did and you are a naive, uneducated gentleman. Nevertheless, you knew what you were doing was wrong and you must be punished." The migrant received a light 15-month sentence and is likely to be entitled to automatic release on license halfway through it, like the vast majority of criminals. Follow Jack Montgomery on Twitter, at Jack Montgomery. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.